Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with Call to Worship. Through everything God made, we can clearly see His invisible qualities, His eternal power, and divine nature. Today, we worship the invisible God. Heavenly Father, thank you. We sincerely thank you for revealing yourself to us in all of creation. Your invisible qualities are clear for all to see. Your eternal power and divine nature are reflected everywhere. God, please reveal yourself to us through your word today. Give us precious moments with you. Time now where we can refocus on your attributes and how they should and do affect our lives, our thoughts, and our perspective. Allow us, Lord, to rest in you and your precious promises as we worship and praise you today. Amen.
Most holy Lord, you alone are worthy. try to preach the word. All is vain unless the Spirit of the Holy One comes down. Brethren, pray, and holy manna will be showered all around. Sisters, will you join and help us? Moses' sister aided him. Will you help the trembling mourners who are struggling hard with sin? Tell them all about the Savior. Tell them that he will be found. Sisters, pray, and holy manna will be showered all around. Let us pause before our Maker and in silence hear his voice. Christ the living Word now meets us in his truth. Let us rejoice. What we are should not appall us, for his mercy meets us here. We are now made one in Jesus. May our worship be sincere. Let us love our God supremely. Let us love each other too. Let us love and pray for sinners till our God makes all things new. Then he'll call us home to heaven. At his table we'll sit down. Christ will gird himself and serve us with sweet manna all around.
Thank you for joining us for Call to Worship.
Thank you.
We appreciate you joining us during this call to worship and praise today. Our email service can provide you with the information about each week's Call to Worship program. This convenient reminder includes a link to that week's program and also includes scripture references for the devotional topic. Simply visit our website, calltoworship.us, and enter your email address in the area in the top right of our homepage to subscribe to this free weekly email service. Thank you for your letters and your financial help with this ministry. You can write to me here at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And please be sure to include the call letters of this station. Or you can check us out on the internet at www.calltoworship.us, where you can make your tax-deductible donation safely and securely. A lot of good things on the website, like being able to listen to the program anytime you want. Maybe you listen to a local station that airs Call to Worship once a week, and I'm happy that you do. I hope you will contact that station and thank them for carrying Call to Worship. But maybe you missed the program on your station. Well, we have the program available to you all week long, 24/7. So check us out at www.calltoworship.us, and you'll find a playlist I put together of songs, the album, and artist information as well. And the scripture passages are also there for you online at calltoworship.us.
Our
You are listening to Call to Worship.
Praise ye the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. O my soul, praise Him, for He is thy health and salvation.
Thank you.
folks, we are born again to a living hope as we live by faith in an invisible God. Think about it. Let's begin by looking at Romans chapter 1. But God shows His anger from heaven against all sinful, wicked people who suppress the truth by their wickedness. They know the truth about God because He has made it obvious to them. For ever since the world was created, people have seen the earth and sky. Through everything God made, they can clearly see His invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature. So they have no excuse for not knowing God. 1 Peter, first chapter, beginning with verse 3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to His great mercy, He has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you've been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Though you have not seen Him, you love Him. Though you do not see Him now, you believe in Him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls." 1 John chapter 4. "In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent His only Son into the world so that we might live through Him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and His love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in Him and He in us, because He has given us of His Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent His Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in Him, and He in God. So we've come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. We love because He first loved us. If anyone says, 'I love God,' and hates his brother, he's a liar. For he who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God whom he has not seen." By faith, we believe. 1 John 5, "Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves whoever has been born of Him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey His commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not burdensome. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith." John chapter 20. "But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, 'We have seen the Lord.' But he said unto them, 'Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe.' And after 8 days again his disciples were within, and Thomas was with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, 'Peace be unto you.' Then saith he to Thomas, 'Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing.' And Thomas answered and said, 'My Lord and my God.' Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they who have not seen and yet have believed. We may not see God, and yet we're told in Scripture that He is everywhere present. He is Spirit. Christ touched on this truth with the woman at the well, story found in John chapter 4. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is for the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship Him. God is a Spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Colossians chapter 1, verse 12. Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by Him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by Him and for Him, and He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. These words now from 1 Timothy chapter 1. Now unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
Jesus, it is He, Lord Sabaoth, His name, from age to age the same.
And He must win the battle.
Yeah. vision, O Lord of my heart, not be all else to me save that thou art. Thou my best thought, by day or by night, waking or sleeping, thy presence my light. Be thou my wisdom and thou my true word. I
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we continue to worship the invisible God, His eternal power and divine nature. Our goal is that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment and write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, that is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And when you write, please be sure to include the call letters of this station. You're invited to visit our website as well, www.calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, let all that I am praise the Lord. With my whole heart, I will praise His holy name. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things He does for me. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies. He fills my life with good things.
Of our God and
King,
lift up your voice and with us sing.
Hallelujah!
Thou burning sun with golden
beams, thou silver moon with softer gleams,
oh praise Him. Pure and clear, make music for thy Lord to hear.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, fire masterful and bright.